One of the things that I think is really important is being able to have a loving relationship with your younger selves. I'm a mother of three daughters, and I always like to say that my first little girl was me. And I have to be able to love little Heidi the way that I love my other three daughters, right? And that it really isn't until you can love your child self as much as you would love your own child or a child that you care about, you know, here in the world, until you can see your young self like these other children who you love and care for, it can be tricky to actually get back and feel safe and do that healing work, because people have all these preconceived notions about their young children, right? And we kind of referred to it before. I was so stupid. I should have done this. I should have done that. I brought this on. It was because I did this that person harmed me. If it was a learning disorder or, getting bullied, there was something that was because of me. That was because that little kid was unlikable or, you know, weird or whatever. And so people have a really hard time embracing and loving those young versions of themselves. And so I don't think that we really get to a place where we can help soothe and allow those young versions of us to feel safe until we can say, I see you. I see you, little Heidi. I see you, little, you know, 8-year-old self or 3-year-old self. I see you and I love you and I'm here for you. This version of me, this adult version of me is here to protect you because I know that you're still in there and I know that you have that hurt and that fear, but I am going to protect you now. And until we can come to that place of self-love as it applies to loving every version of us, right? Love isn't just about like loving yourself today. It's about loving every version of you that ever existed, because all of those versions still live inside you and they need you. Because today you are your oldest and wisest self. And so that oldest, wisest version of you needs to be able to show up for all those younger versions that live within you. And so that's where we really start is being able to have an unconditional love for every version of you that has ever been, so that you can come to that part of you when you need to and be able to say, yes, I see you. I see you and I know what you need and I'm here for you now to give that to you. And it's very, very powerful.
It is, yeah. And like you say, it can be hard for people to let go of that resistance to that and to actually mm-hmm. really connect. Yeah.
And it feels cheesy sometimes, right? When I say, put your hand on your heart and refer to yourself as little, you know, Lynn. And say to little Lynn, I see you and I love you. And I'm going to take it, you know, especially men. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But we get them there because it works. And when you really have decided that you want to heal and you're ready to heal and you're ready to let go of all these ideas that you think work, but clearly don't work because you're here in my office after doing it that way for the last 20 years. So why don't we just try something different and see what happens? As soon as we get the buy-in, it is universal. I mean, it works for everyone. Because at the end of the day, it's our most innate need to be safe and to be loved and to be cared for. We are social creatures that come into this world small and vulnerable and completely unable to care for ourselves for many, many years. And so it is the human condition to need love and care and tenderness and safety from a stronger, wiser other. And sometimes we have to become that stronger, wiser other for ourselves. And when we do that, then we create an internal dynamic that allows us to find that out in the world. So that person who feels like they've never been able to trust anybody, all of a sudden can find and attract and maintain relationships with people who are trustworthy because now they feel deserving of it and they know what it looks like and they're able to give it to themselves. So they're also able to give it to others and have these beautiful, healthy, reciprocal relationships. So the transformation that happens during trauma healing is just, it's the most beautiful, remarkable thing in the world to watch. And it's why I think I have the best job in the whole world.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It, a new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.